Good morning. Very, very, very special. Is it working, guys? You got me? Check one, two. Check one, two. All right. This, of course, is a very sacred weekend with the memorial observances. And let me just hasten to share that. It would have been a Trinity Lutheran's turn. Rita is on vacation right now. I went through that exact scenario of a few years ago, and they were kind enough to work with me, as they have certainly worked with Pastor Rita. So Mike Saylor will take this duty. Reverend Saylor will host it at the Redeemer Church tomorrow. Redeemer Church will be the community Memorial Day observance, and of course that will be at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock at Redeemer. Added to our announcements today, a poignant announcement. Right, basically back here where Ed and Judy are seated, Rosanna, I think, would either sit there or the pew in front of you. Rosanna Etkin has gone to be with the Lord, and our hearts grieve. We are going to miss her. We know where she is. We know she's with Harold. I don't know how many people, Warren, would come up to me, and they would say to me, "Greg, she misses Harold, doesn't she?" And I said, "Indeed, she does." So she has now gone to heaven, and she is with her beloved husband there. And our prayers will continue for Scott, for all the family, during this time of bereavement. The viewing hours will be here at Gerhardt Mack and Jersey Funeral Home. And that will be, I'm trying to get my bearings. Can you see me, John? And that will be Tuesday from 2 to 4, from 6 to 8, 2 to 4, 6 to 8. The funeral will be here on Wednesday at 2 in the afternoon. I have the honor of presiding over the worship service, and an even greater honor of being the host for the speaker who will do the sermon, which is our own beloved Reverend Paul Miller. I got Roger and Deb back here. Roger, you know how much I've shared with Roger, how close he was to, he and Lorraine both, to mom and dad. When my mama passed away, here we are Memorial Weekend, when my mama passed away, why, it was Reverend Paul Miller who was the first one at the funeral home to comfort me. But he, Harold, and Rosanna and Lorraine, they go way back, just as he did with my mom and dad. So I am privileged to also be the host for Reverend Miller. Again, that's 2 p.m. There will be calling 1 hour prior to the funeral service here on Wednesday. So at 1 p.m. Wednesday, you can also come and gather and pay your respects and be a comfort to, again, Scott and the family. Any other announcements to come before us? Any other announcements? I look about here. Any others? Laura, I'm looking at you. Did I miss anything, honey? All righty, then let us prepare our... Yes.
Did you mention that we do have an advanced special number?
Oh, I did not. Thank you, Dick Miller. Of course, we've all been, once again, just brokenhearted to see what happened in Oklahoma. Did you hear the news, too, about Texas? They, too, they've been impacted. They have deaths due to a flood, but Oklahoma, certainly the tornado. And as Dick Miller has pointed out so well, we have an advanced special number. Just, I think you just make it out to the church, don't they, Margaret? And you take care of it. Just note on your memo that it's for these victims, and they will take care of it. And with Dick, I too want to say, there is a very special reading going to take place today with Mr. Dick Miller, and music accompaniment by Linda Holden. And we've all been blessed by these readings. And Rosanna, by the way, left it in her wishes that Mr. Miller do a reading for her on Wednesday. How about that? So we're very, very appreciative. Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir, Phil. Excellent. Hey, Phil, I thank you. Any other parish notices to come before us? Well, I mentioned that Linda will be the musical accompaniment for this special memorial reading, which comes right after the scripture today, right before the sermon. But I failed to mention that we have now, for the beginning of the summer session, this is the last Monday in May, we have for the summer session a pipe organist by the name of Mrs. Diane Clemens. Can we give her a thanks? And now let's prepare our hearts for morning worship. us pray. Lord God, Spirit of truth, we behold your glory in the starry heavens and your wonder in the earth and the sea. Who are we that you care for us so deeply? Why do you love us so completely? May we heed your call to lead lives steeped in your wisdom and to take delight in all your goodness. Come into our lives and lead us into the fullness of your truth, that our lives may glorify you in all that we say and do. In Jesus' blessed name we pray. Amen. God, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Your voice causes the sea to roar and the winds to howl.
You have set your glory above the heavens.
The moon and the stars sing your praises.
What are human beings that you are mindful of us?
You are mighty and you care for us.
Yet you have made us a little lower than God.
You have crowned us with glory and honor.
O Lord, our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Lift up your hearts, your voices to the Lord God for this opening hymn of praise. 698, God of the Ages.
Thank you.
Take this opportunity to welcome your neighbors through the passing of the peace.
Good morning to you, Diane. There's nobody back there shaking your hand. I'm going to shake your hand. God bless you, dear. Children, it's just wonderful to be with you. It's a very, very special. Every Sunday is the celebration of the first day of the week, the day in which Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Every Sunday is an Easter for us in Christendom. But this Sunday, God and country unite in a very special observance that we call Memorial Day. Now, I want to walk over here to the flag, as I often do on Memorial Day. On Memorial Day, children, we remember the men and the women who died while serving in the armed forces. I saw a bumper sticker, a very timely one. I just thank the Holy Spirit. You know, this is Trinity Sunday as well. This is Trinity Sunday. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I am very, very, very grateful to the Holy Spirit's guidance in our lives, and the way that the Holy Spirit opens our eyes to very special messages that God has for us. And I saw a bumper sticker, and it said, "Freedom isn't free." Freedom isn't free. Men and women followed the great example of our Lord in His sacrificial love, and they laid down their lives that we might be able to enjoy this very, very immeasurable gift of freedom. You have the freedom to worship here. I'm going to be telling an illustration in the sermon from Reverend Mike Slaughter, senior pastor of Ginghamsburg United Methodist Church down near Dayton, Ohio, just south of Troy, where I used to work when I worked at Hobart's. And I've got a story that I'm going to share with you that Mike related to us about the reminder that freedom isn't free. Some nations, some countries didn't even have the right to be able to come to worship here today. So we thank God for the men and the women who laid down their lives, paid that supreme price that we have this freedom. Now also, let me just add that the Memorial Weekend has expanded, though, especially in the churches, the body of Christ, the people of faith. Yes, it is a remembrance of the men and women who died while serving in the armed forces. But you see, for all of us here, it's become even more expanded because it's on this weekend that we remember our loved ones who have died, who have gone to be with the Lord. These are tender remembrances. You see this? Let me show you this, kids. Do you see this tie? This is my brother-in-law, Reverend Gary Williams' tie that he gave me. And I spoke to Gary in heaven today. Joy, I told him. I said, "Gary, I'm going to wear your tie." with great pride and with great honor. We started out in the ministry together 38 years ago. Now, I don't know whether the rest of the guys remember. Don, do you remember who taught you how to tie a tie? Was it Dad? Was it Papa? Ted, how about you? Do you remember who taught you how to tie a tie? Was it Father? With me, my dad, my dad was a dresser. He bought his suits up there at Paulding, and man, oh man, they had some mighty fine threads, and he was a dresser dude. But his son, I had other interests, let us say, in the journey. And I had, how many of you guys had the clip-on ties? Remember the clip-ons? That's all I ever knew. And then old Gary Williams was a dresser. Clark, he was a dresser. So Gary Williams says, hey, Greg, how about I teach you how to tie a tie? So it wasn't my dad. Oh, Dad would have been more than willing. But lo and behold, it was my brother-in-law. Warren, he taught me how to tie a double Windsor. And that's the only knot I know Gary taught me. It's the one I do every Sunday. But you see, I wear this in proud remembrance of Gary, who died, who is now with the Lord in heaven. I've got a text for you today, a word from the Bible, from the Holy Scriptures, that is Jesus' promise that, children, I know we cry when someone we love dies, and maybe you've had somebody you love die. We cry. Jesus knows that. He knows how much it hurts us. But he promises that we don't have to be afraid, because he has even conquered death. Remember what I said about the first day of the week? That's what a Sunday is, the first day of the week. It is a celebration that Christ has conquered death. And he lives. And not just he lives, but he says, I'm going to give you the victory. I'm going to let you live now, and I'm going to let you live beyond death. Death won't touch you. It's got no claim on you anymore. I live, and I'm going to give my victory to you, and we're going to go to heaven someday, some fine day. Let us make a circle here, and we will thank the Lord for this wonderful, wonderful good news. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the good news that you have given to us, that as you live, we shall live also. We give you thanks for the men and women who followed your courageous example of sacrificial love, who laid down their lives that we can come here this very day into this place of worship, into this great land, that we can praise you and worship you. Thank you for their sacrifice. Thank you for the resurrection. Thank you for the victory, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, I have treats for you. I think you know what? I have a suspicion. Mrs. Lay was talking to me. Remember to take two. We have a suspicion that when I had those pinwheels up here for Pentecost observance, we have a suspicion that the kids were thinking they were not going to get candy if they took the pinwheels. So let me make it very clear, no, these suckers are for you. You take two. Take two, and for the sake of our visitors, we have a tradition here. We have an evangelistic outreach program, and you're looking at them right here, the best any church could have. You're the best. Because one sucker's for you, but the other sucker, we encourage you to share with someone else, to give it to them, and to just tell them Jesus loves them. Isn't that right, Chloe? Isn't that right? We're going to tell Uncle Jesus loves them. Hey, guys. Yes, sir. You pick the two that you want. Mason, right? Mason and Parker. You take the two you want, boys. All righty. Now, I'm going to let Mason and Parker and the rest of you go sit down, but Sis is going to help me. Haley, the Speefs are my new neighbors. I'm just so thrilled to have Chris, Lisa, and the kids as our new neighbors. And I'm going to tell you all, if we ever fall off the grid, we got plenty of fishing. There's going to be fishing in that pond. You may return to your pews, and I'm going to have Haley come up. She's going to help me with the mic this morning. We certainly want to extend a welcome to all of our visitors here. There is a visitor's card out there. And if you don't have it, just say something to the ushers. They'll get you one. Just take that out of the pew. Thanks, Haley. Just take that out of your pew and take a moment, fill that out, especially your phone number. When the offering comes by here, the offering plate in a little bit, just drop it in that offering plate, and the ushers will always get those to me. So I'll give you a call, and we'll get you better acquainted. This portion of the service, Haley has the microphone. This is called the Joys and Concerns. If you have a joy that you want to lift up, birthday, a wedding anniversary, a testimony perhaps, of how the Holy Spirit is giving you strength in the journey. You want to lift up that testimony, raise your hand. If you have a concern, maybe someone you love is sick, you want to lift them up in prayer. Joys or concerns, raise your hand and please keep them up so that Haley can see your hand and bring you the microphone.
I just want to say thank you to all that inquired about Dave. He is doing okay. They don't really know what his problem started out as, but, and I am okay, and I know some people didn't know that I had a little glitch too, as they said, but I am so thankful to all this love in this church and from God. Couldn't be better.
Amen to that. Fritz, it's great to have you back. Great to have you back, Mother.
I just want you to think about Troy this week. He had a rough week last week. He's had he has neuropathy, I think most people know, but he had so much pain in his legs that he was not able to walk. I talked to Justin last night, and he is able to walk, but not quote unquote normally. So if you could keep him in your prayers this week.
Indeed we will, Nikki. You know, we talk about veterans. There's a veteran of pain. That young man, boy, he has done his time and then some and then some with pain. Keep Troy in our prayers. Yes, Judy.
I want to give you an update on Christine Gimmer. They brought her out of her coma on Monday. She was way back in time. She was in college. But every day she is remembering more and more. They've got John, her husband, up there with her now, and she is in rehab. And her short-term memory needs a lot of help. Some days she forgets John was there, so that's why they've got John up there with her now. And they're looking at some pretty intensive therapy, but praise God she didn't. With the broken neck and stuff, it's all come around. So glad for her and the family. And I just want to praise God for that.
Judy, we join you in the praise, and the praise God. That is wonderful news. What a serious, serious injury.
I just want to thank everybody that has served in the service of some sort or whatever. I know my father did, and he was proud, and they all deserved to be proud of what they have done.
Amen.
And I just want to thank them
Amen.
Very much.
Raise a cheer. Raise a cheer. Thank you so much, Marie. Thank you so much. Yes, sir, Tim?
I wanted to lift up my coworker's uncle and relay his story. He was on his way to the Bahamas for vacation. And they were on the plane in the air. And he turned to his wife. And he says, "I don't feel good. I need help." And he fell over. And they said his heart stopped.
Whoa. My goodness.
And you know how in the movies they're looking for a doctor on the plane?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There was three doctors and a nurse.
Three doctors and a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, that is wonderful.
And they were able to get his heart restarted, and they diverted back to North Carolina.
Wow.
And he was telling me about this, and I looked at him, and I said, somebody was looking out for him.
Amen to that, Tim.
He said, yeah. After a few minutes, he looked at me. He says, yes, they were.
Amen to that.
Because normally he would be in his office.
Yes, sir.
And he would have been dead.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That's powerful. Powerful witness. Thank you, Tim. Beautiful. Thank you. Any other witnesses? Any other joys or concerns? Yes, sir, Warren. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah, Haley, right down here. I'm sorry. I didn't. I kind of jumped the gun on us, Haley.
Okay, Grandma Reed and I are popping our buttons today. We have a first for us in this church in that we have four generations of our family here today. And that's made possible by our son Kent here and his wife Bernie from Tallahassee, Florida. And then their daughter Danielle and her husband Zach Olson from Kansas City, Kansas. And then the star of the show is Noah. And he's about 7 months. And then the one that kind of, it gets overshadowed here now in all this, is Eric, also Kent's son, and he is a senior at Florida State this year. We're overjoyed to have them here.
Let's join in on the celebration, huh? Let's be part of this party. Wonderful. Wonderful, Warren. Any other joys or concerns? Yes, Delta?
Greg, we want to invite everybody at the church. Miss Cora Finfrock will be graduating on June 8th. We are inviting everybody to an open house on June 9th here at the church from 3 to 6. So hope everybody can join us.
Raise a cheer. Wonderful, Cora. Congratulations. Congratulations. Any other joys or concerns?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Annie Stewart's having another procedure done on Tuesday.
So. Yes, indeed. And that will be this week over at the memorial, isn't it, Judy? Here's her soul sister. You should have heard her brag about you. She just loves you, Judy. So keep Annie in your prayers. Any others to be lifted up or any other joys? Just a wonderful, wonderful spiritual gathering today. Let's show an appreciation for Haley for serving. At this time, let us turn to the Lord in silent prayer and meditation. Dear Heavenly Father, as we remember those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for the freedoms which we enjoy every day, we think of how they have followed in the footsteps of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Please hold our servicemen and servicewomen in your strong arms. Cover them with your sheltering grace and your presence as they stand in the gap for our protection. We also remember the families of our troops. We ask for your unique blessings to fill their homes. We pray your peace, provision, and strength will fill their lives. And may the members of our armed forces be supplied with courage to face each day. May they trust in the Lord's mighty power to accomplish each task. Let our military brothers and sisters feel our love and support. In Jesus Christ we pray. Now deepen our faith for the battles that we face in the spiritual journey as we lift up from our hearts that beloved prayer that Jesus the Savior has invited all of us to pray from our hearts. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I invite us to stand at this time and join together in the hymn 696, America the Beautiful.
Thank you.
seated. For this worship service, for this Memorial Day sermon, I have chosen words with which you are very familiar. These are the selected readings from John the 14th chapter that we often, and Linda has heard me do this many, many times, Linda, 19 years we have lifted this up to bring comfort as we remember our loved ones who have died. Hear now, be comforted with the promises of the Savior who is able. Jesus assures us, let not your hearts be troubled, believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many rooms, and if it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. But Thomas, one of the 12, said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And if you had known me, you would have known my Father also. Henceforth you know him and have seen him. And if you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will pray to the Father. He will give you another counselor, the Holy Spirit, on Trinity Sunday. The Holy Spirit, the counselor, to be with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Peace I leave with you, says Jesus. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. May God add the blessing of the Holy Spirit to the reading of God's holy word. And now at this time, we welcome this very special reading from Dick Miller, musical accompanist Linda Holt.
It was during the First World War when a bunch of soldiers had been on a long hike and they landed in Glasgow. The next morning being Sunday, several of the boys had went to church. Sergeant commanded the boys in church, and after the chaplain had read the prayer, the text was taken up next. Those boys who had prayer books took them out, but this one boy had only a pack of cards, and so he spread them out. The sergeant saw the cards and said, "Soldier, put those cards away." After the services, he was taken prisoner and brought before the provost marshal. The marshal said, "Sergeant, why have you brought this man?" "For playing cards in church, sir." "What have you to say for yourself?" "Much," replied the soldier. "And for I hope so, for if not, I shall punish you more than I've punished anybody." And so the soldier said, "Sir, I have been on the march for about 6 days. I have neither Bible nor prayer book, but I hope to satisfy you with the purity of my intentions." And with that, the boy started his story. "You see, when I see the ace, it reminds me that there is but one God. The deuce reminds me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testament. When I see the tray, I think of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. When I see the four, I think of the four evangelists who preached the gospel. There was Matthew and Mark and Luke and John. When I see the five, it reminds me of the five wise virgins who trimmed their lamps. There were 10 of them, but five were wise and were saved, and five were foolish and were shut out. When I see the six, it reminds me that in 6 days God made this great heaven and earth. And when I see the seventh, it reminds me that on the seventh day God rested from his great work. When I see the eight, I think of the eight righteous persons God saved when he destroyed the earth. There was Noah, his wife, their three sons, and their wives. And when I see the nine, I think of the lepers our Savior cleansed, and 9 out of 10 didn't even thank him. When I see the 10, I think of the 10 commandments God handed down to Moses on a table of stone. When I see the king, it reminds me that there is but one king of heaven, God Almighty. And when I see the queen, I think of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is the queen of heaven. And the jack or the knave is the devil. When you count the number of spots on a pack of cards, I find there are 365, the number of days in a year. There are 52 cards, the number of weeks in a year. There are 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. There are 12 picture cards, the number of months in a year. And there are 13 tricks, the number of weeks in a quarter. And so you see, sir, my pack of cards serves me as Bible, almanac, and prayer book.
Dick and Linda, that was powerful. I can't help but, Dick, I'm really responsive, you know. I get into these things, and I was looking out at people, and boy, you had just started. I'm going like, wow. That was very, very, very powerful indeed. And of course, you heard Linda with the accompaniment, Battle Hymn of the Republic, and this tradition came out of the Civil War. You know, but out of a nation divided has come a custom in which we are united. And this is Memorial Day. Thank you, Dick. Thank you, Linda. Well, for our servicemen, you might get a little chuckle out of this to begin. I told Betty, I said, Betty, I have a place I can use this. She gave this to me a few weeks ago. I've kept it, Betty. So you help me out now if I massacre some of this. But she has written, in 1987, she and Delbert, Dell, her husband, who served in the armed forces, Dell, one of our heroes. She says, we attended the fifth service at 10:30 a.m. at the Church of England. But then, get this, Easter Sunday at Christ Church, South Island, New Zealand. This sign was in the churchyard. Heads up and get ready. Listen to this. This Dell really loved this, Betty says. And it reads, whenever I pass a church, I pay a little visit, so when at last I'm carried in, the Lord won't say, who is it? We have come to recognize the men and the women of the armed forces. And let's just do that right now, Marie. All the men and the women who have served in the armed forces, will you please stand? Will you please stand? Men and women of the armed forces, just stand for a moment so that we can recognize you. Give them a chair. Give them a chair. You may be seated. You may be seated. And certainly, as has been shared with the children, it was a custom that, yes, came out of the Civil War. I think both sides try to claim it, to be honest with you. But we are united in this custom to this day. And I appreciate Dell and his not only his service, but his contribution, his sense of humor. Because I know there had to be times, huh, Betty, for him, for all the men and the women who served, who on a daily basis had to risk their very lives following the great example of Jesus Christ and his sacrificial love. There had to be days when they were really tried. I've shared before in a memorial service with Warren Reed present, at one time over in Sicily, during World War II, in fact, a military governor, was hosting an event, and he was introducing General George S. Patton. Any of the servicemen here ever get to meet General George S. Patton? I've never asked that. General George S. Patton, my uncle did. My uncle Duke, who is now with the Lord, Uncle Dewey, had met him. General George S. Patton was being introduced by this military governor in Sicily. And as he was bringing him to the podium, Esten, he was bragging on General Patton's courage and bravery. And to the shock of all gathered there, General Patton said, excuse me, I must respectfully disagree, for I am not at all brave. He said, in fact, truth be told, I am an utter craven coward.
There has never been a time when I have come within the sound of battle or the sound of gunshot or the sight of battle in my whole life, he said, in which I wasn't so scared that I had sweat in the palms of my hands. He said, I simply learned early in life never to take counsel of my fears. Never take counsel of your fears, children. Take the counsel of the Lord God. And that counsel today, in these memorable words, the assurances of the resurrected Christ, let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Trust in God. Trust also in me, says the Lord. Trust in me. For in my Father's house are many rooms, and I have gone to prepare a place for you. Take the counsel of the Lord God. And this is a blessed assurance. This is the Lord who certainly has walked our walk. This is the Trinity Sundays. I've shared with you my family background. My father studied for the priesthood. His family were all Irish Catholic. And that relationship with our Catholic Church has been very tender to my family ever since. And I shared with you with the Irish background last week. I told Warren I wanted to tell you again, because of the Shamrock. Lisa, the Shamrock is very, very big. Get ready for the green lights near St. Patty's Day next door. You'll have the green lights. Maybe I'll even, Steve, we went to the pond clinic. Marty Birchfield was there. I don't know whether a little green in the pond would hurt. Well, maybe I won't go that far. But the Shamrock, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I absolutely cannot fathom the mystery of the Trinity. I cannot fathom the mystery of the Incarnation. This comet Isome is coming in this fall. And that's basically the only name that NASA gives. It's Isome. It was discovered by an astronomical observatory in Russia. And this thing is so big, so bright, when it passes the Earth in the fall. Of course, I've got agriculturalists here. You know, you guys know the sky. You know your constellations. You farm by it. You know this. They're telling us that this is going to be an incredible spectacle. It's going to be able to be seen in the daytime. The luminosity will be that great. Some projections are it could be 15 times brighter than the full moon. They really don't know that much about it. Read the NASA website. They don't know how old it is. They've speculated that it's 3,500 years old at the time, basically, of Moses in the Exodus. One even said, are you ready, family? One said, you know, and he was using a bit of poetry, poetic license here. He said, perhaps it went back to the days of Noah. But they're just saying that because they don't have a clue how old this is. It's just that the elliptical is that vast beyond the Kuiper Belt. That vast, they don't have a clue how old it is. The elliptical that vast, that long, and yet hardly a tick of the clock with God. God is that great. And that great God, through the mystery of the Incarnation, has come to us in Jesus. And through the mystery of the Incarnation, Jesus our Lord has walked our walk in the flesh. He understands our trials. He understands our fears. The foxholes have no atheists, right, Brother Warren? Jesus understands that. Not as a condescending soul does he give us this blessed assurance, but as a kindred spirit, one who knows our fears. Jesus promises us, nevertheless, let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Trust in me. Trust in God. In my Father's house are many rooms. We will embrace that blessed promise today because there are so many things that threaten us, that bring us to tears and fears. Huh, Fritzy? We talked about that. We talked about Oklahoma. You've got the advanced special number already delivered by the conference. You can make out those offerings to go to that emergency. And then just as soon as we're getting that advanced special, hear the flood in Texas.
You know, we can't always keep up with it. And the questions that go unresolved, Fritzy, we talked about you, Brian, and the families of our church that have lost sons and daughters. Those questions linger. But when you look to the cross of Calvary, there is no question about his love for us. Jesus is saying, trust in my love. When you're afraid, you will be afraid when you are. As George Patton said, don't take counsel of your fears. Jesus is saying more so, take counsel of me. Let not your hearts be troubled. The victory in Jesus is a victory that he has promised to you and I. And what a difference it has made in our lives and in this planet that God has formed. Mike Slaughter, the senior pastor of Ginghamsburg United Methodist Church, hosted us just a couple weeks ago. Mike recently shared a witness that he and a group of church leaders traveled to Moscow in April of 1992. Marie, this was just as the Cold War was ending. Mike was there with Christian leaders to get this. They were there in April 1992 celebrating Russia's first Easter following the fall of the Iron Curtain. Mike said there was this banner, Christ has risen, that loomed over Red Square, and he couldn't help but notice hardly 25 yards away stood the tomb of Vladimir Lenin, the father of the Soviet Revolution. And it struck him as ironic, Dick, that now this banner, Christ has risen, obliterated, completely overshadowed the tomb of the former communist leader who had once proclaimed that God was dead. To add to the irony, think of it, Mike says, Lenin lay entombed in a granite marble mausoleum, his body sealed in a glass sarcophagus, while the tomb of Christ was empty. And thus, Lenin is dead. Stalin is dead. Communism is dead. But Christ lives on. And all those who place their trust in a loving God, all those who answer the invitation of Christ, all our loved ones, Gary, Mom, Dad, Hensel, all those who have died in Christ now share the victory. This is, as the theologian call it, proleptic or realized eschatology. It's just simply that the victory that is certain is already impacting our lives. And I've seen that again and again, Jim. Rosanna Etkin, Bob, you and I talked about her bravery. Bob and Marilyn, very dear to Rosanna and Harold. You know, brother, more than any of us. He says to me, Greg, she's a brave woman. Can I tell him, Bob? Is it okay? She checked herself into hospice. Did it herself, huh, Bob? Brave woman. And I won't tell you what I witnessed there. Laura, did you ever see fear on her face? Not once. Jesus says, there are frightening situations. Death can be frightening to us, human beings, finite beings. But we're created to be more. We're created for life, life abundant, and life eternal in Christ. Jesus says, I've overcome death. I give you this victory. You don't have to fear even death. No more, no more. The storms leave us with lingering questions, but we have a blessed assurance that Rosanna trusted in and embraced to the very end. And it reminds me of a storm. Fritzy, a storm. Years ago, there was a man seated at his picture window, and it was a storm in the spring. Dick, we know how the storms come in the spring. We see these cycles. And he's sitting looking out his picture window, and he's got a tree right outside the window. And he sees the boughs, the branches rather, are being tossed so violently by the storm, it just looks like they might break at any moment. We've seen that. But what he couldn't believe was there was a little bird on one of the branches, singing at the top of his lungs, Eston. And he thought to himself initially, he thought, well, you silly bird, what have you got to sing about in this storm? Don't you realize that that branch you're on could break at any moment and go crashing to the earth? What have you to sing about? And then the Holy Spirit, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit came to him and spoke to his heart and gave him the secret of the security of the bird. And it's a poem that's an old spiritual. And it goes like this in closing. Upon the bough that swings is a bird that sings because he knows he's got wings. Jesus says, look to me. Look to the Father. Trust in me. Trust in the Father. In my house are many rooms. And I've gone and I've prepared a place for you that where I am, there you may be also. Praise to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. At this time, the ushers will assist us in the morning offering. Let us pray together. Sovereign God, you have set us as stewards over the works of your hands. May the offerings we bring you this day reflect the seriousness of your commission to be stewards of your gifts. May they be signs of our willingness to share joyfully the bounty of your world. Amen. I do want to add that you see this old dog-eared book. You see this cover I had to put on her? It's my father's book of prayers. And just wanted to lift that up. 701, when we all get to heaven, let us sing. Now may the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion, the fellowship with the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us all now and forever. Amen.